friends, I'd like to thank you and welcome you to join me here on Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making a very, very healthy salad. I have some pointers for you as far as what vitamins some of the fruits and vegetables have. And this is going to be by far my most healthiest salad that you can feed your family. What we're going to start off with is I have a pear here. I've got fresh lemon, fresh lime, and we're going to be using the juice, and I'm going to be zesting that too because it's going to have a very, 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 very strong citrusy smell to this salad. I have a nice mango. I have a jicama. I have an onion. I've got some, lemongrass. Got lemongrass, and I'm going to show you how to work with lemongrass. I've got an apple, a nectarine, a cucumber, some mint leaves, some cilantro. We're going to be using some fresh honey. We're going to be using some sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds, and salt to taste. So we're going to get started here. We're going to do here first is I am going to cut up a pear. I'm just going to cut it down straight in the middle. I'm going to make four quarters. And what I'm going to do here is I like to use a paring knife, go straight to my garbage container. I like to leave the skin on because it doesn't have a waxy buildup on it. And it's got lots of vitamins and minerals in the skin. So I'm just going to take, you know, the hard inside seeds and pit out. What we're going to do here is we're just going to slice this like so. And you don't have to be a professional to cut this up. You're just going to dice this in not very small, but just about 1/4 inch cubes. We're going to do that to the whole pear here. You know, I found out some really cool facts about pears. There are over 3,000 varieties of pears in the world. They are also very high in fiber and very high in vitamin A. So we've got our pear all done. I'm going to throw it in our big fruit bowl here, or salad bowl here. Fruit salad bowl all in one. All right, next thing we're going to do is we're going to cut up a mango in cubes. And the way that you can tell that the mango is ready, smells awesome. It's got these sticky juice coming out of it, and it's really awesome. Just the smell is just, sits, you know, while it was in the bowl over there, I could still smell the mangoes. Now with the mangoes, I am going to use a peeler, but first I'm just going to cut the top off, and it's really easy to just peel the mango. Now, a mango has a really big pit in the middle. So we're going to cut around it. This mango is amazingly ready to eat. It is soft. It's not falling apart. It is not to the point where just by holding it, the juices are running all over the place. It is just perfect. So it is essential for you to pick the right mango. And mangoes can be available in any groceries, any Asian stores, you know, and they're available all year round. So, almost done. And I'm going to do here, just going to hold it right there, and I might run into the pit, which I did. That's okay. Just work around it. So I got one piece right there. Got another piece right there. Just turn them around because they're easier to handle that way. Have some meat in here then. We just don't want to waste it out, so we're just gonna go around here, get that. And I have some meat on the bottom too. I don't like wasting, so we're gonna try and get as much out of it as we can. What we're gonna do with this is, again, we're gonna do the same thing. We're gonna cube it, and by putting it flat, it's just easier to work with. And this salad, the more you let it marinate and sit in its own juices, you know, the more of the fruits and vegetables will kind of soak up that flavor, become really soft and juicy. So we're going to finish up dicing our mango here. Mangoes are also extremely high in the vitamin B6 and potassium. So, some of the mangoes, if you buy, they're going to be really hard and fibery. You might run into it. I mean, you can't, sometimes when, depends on what kind of mango or what time you bought it. So now, again, we're going to take all our mango and cubes, and we're going to put it in our big bowl. All right, next step. I'm gonna take a lime, and we're gonna be using a little bit of the zest, and then we're also going to be using the juice. So what we're gonna do with this is I'm gonna zest it straight into my bowl here. Oh my gosh, it smells so refreshing. It's unreal. Very, very refreshing. Oh. There we go. Just need a little bit. I'm gonna slice it. I love this tool. I cannot live without this tool. All we do is we're gonna put half the lime in there and use a little bit of our muscle power in our arms. And I think I got all the juice out. Here we go. So we basically really used this lime because we got the zest and the juice. I'm gonna save this piece here, and after we do our taste test, we will try and see if we need to add more lime in there. Although this salad, I really prefer it to have like a sweet and tart taste to it. We're gonna take, again, put it in our handy dandy gadget here. Ooh, that one was juicy. All right. So we're done with this. Again, gonna save that lemon just in case I'm gonna need it just after I do my taste test to see if I need to use. Now we're going to be using onion, and it can be any type of onion. Sweet Vidalia onions are perfect. I didn't have any in the house today, so I decided to use just a regular onion, and I really like the taste of onions because it's kind of surprise you and perk you up when you eat the salad. So again, what we're going to do, again, just remember, put it flat down. What you want to do is you just want to make some cuts, about 3 cuts right about there. And I don't go all the way because otherwise it slips all over the cutting board here. And then I'm just going to cut like that. I'm going to hold it real tight so it's not going to let go. And I'm going to chop, chop, chop. Now, Again, I'm just going to chop it just like that. Come back. Hold it real tight. And just go ahead and chop it up. I'm going to do the same thing to our second piece of onion here. Now, if you don't like onions and you don't like to have very strong taste of onion in your salad, use half an onion. It's fine. I won't feel bad. There we go. I did the three cuts, and then I'm going to do our lengthwise. Hold it real tight so it's not going to slip all over the place. And then the end piece, I'm just going to cut like so. Come back and chop it up. And we're done with our onion. And I didn't even cry. So that was fast. Going to take this, put it in our fruit vegetable bowl. And I was going to do a quick tutorial on how to use lemongrass. I was really surprised when I was talking to my sister that not a lot of people know how to use lemongrass. And to me, lemongrass is an amazing, amazing vegetable because it smells fantastic. And what you want to do is you just want to kind of go into, and you'll see, you'll kind of feel where it's got a very soft meat in there. And you just want to cut off the ends because you don't want to use the ends. And not